Call to order Board of Works for March 24th. Need a motion to approve the minutes for the March 10th meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve as written.
And I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll abstain since I wasn't at the last meeting.
City Department Head reports. City Engineer.
John Spreading, City Engineer. Attended road school last week and learned quite a bit from the various classes and sessions I went to. The most poignant of which was learning about ADA requirements associated with alteration projects versus maintenance projects. From now on, that if we do a mill and resurface in town, any sidewalks that are along that project corridor, the curb ramps have to be updated to current federal standards. A couple of the other classes I also went to were centered on common mistakes associated with ADA curb ramps, talking about how contractors get certain aspects of them wrong. A lot of it just due to not understanding what the federal standards say. So learned a lot about the right way to do them, and because they can be really complicated, the way they're getting now, every single curb ramp is basically different, and you just have to make it work with the environment that it's in with regard to other sidewalks that are adjacent to that intersection or that corner. Took some other classes on alternative paving or alternative maintenance methods, things like crack sealing, chip seal, fog seal, a lot of different products, some surface reclamation, recycling type products. I think I'm going to be discussing different methods like that with the mayor over the next few months and maybe look at implementing some of those in the following years in the city, and depending on what different types of roads are calling for. And as far as the paving schedule for this year, where I am on schedule, despite the setback of having to add all the curb ramps, on schedule for an April advertisement for the 2014 resurfacing project. Questions? All right, thanks.
Thanks. Parks Department.
Steve Beeman, Parks Department. The pool update, they are moving right along. This dry weather we've had the last couple weeks and the next coming couple weeks, we're getting a lot done. The DC metals will be putting the roof on, we hope, at the end of this week. Evans Electric is out running the wiring right now in the preparation for the concrete being poured in the bathhouse. They'll start laying block in the pump house probably by the end of this week or the first of next week. We're meeting tomorrow with Mr. Mart, the owner and president of Renesis will be down. He comes down about every 2 weeks, so Andy and myself, I think the mayor will be gone tomorrow. We still don't know when we're going to open. We're shooting for that week of last week of May, Memorial Day weekend. We'll probably, at this point, push it at least the next weekend, but you know, we won't know until we get through the next 30 days and see what the rain and things like that will hold. But things are growing really well out there if you've not been out. The next couple weeks would be a great time to drive through and see all the progress. We have a coloring contest. I want to thank Cheryl from the mayor's office and Stacy Foster for the picture. This contest will go through the grade schools here in the city, and it'll allow us to choose three individuals that will be the first ones to go down the slides.
Oh, okay.
The two main slides.
I thought it was the three of us.
That can be arranged.
We can sit on our laps and we go down again.
No.
No. That's the fastest no I ever got in my life.
But we have the two main slides, and there's a smaller slide that will be in the family pool. These were sent out today to the middle or to the grade schools, and tomorrow the middle school will get it also. So this was a fun way to allow the kids to get involved. The next couple weeks, I'm going to Kiwanis this week. They have a check presentation for the pool, I believe. Next week, I'm going to Rotary.
Nice group of guys.
Going to Rotary next week. Rotary is celebrating the centennial. of their club, and they have a grant through through Rotary that we are going to try and work to get to do some improvements at Leicester Square. It could be up to $10,000, so we're going to look towards that. We're still looking for lifeguards. There's two classes at the YMCA. One is April 3rd through the 6th, and then May 15th through the 18th. We've got about 23 kids that applied so far. We'd like to get up to 30 at least. With the extended hours and the need for more guards with the larger crowds. And then my board signed a new beverage contract last week with Pepsi. We had been with RC the last 7 years, but my board picked Pepsi, so they will be the beverage or distributor for the next 7 years.
Great. So your anticipated opening day is?
Right now, I would say that Saturday, May 31st, but
Okay.
We just won't know.
And Pepsi was Pepsi was picked because of financial reasons.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, there was, I mean, we, I talked to RC last week, and I mean, the numbers were very close. Pepsi, over a seven-year span, is going to give the Parks Department $20,000. That money we're going to put into a fund that we can use for the maintenance of the pool over that time span to get us started, so.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Next is Police Department. Chief Lucan.
Dusty Lucan, Vincent's Police Department. For nearly the first 3 months here complete, I want to give you kind of an update on some numbers. We've had about 2,100 calls this year so far, which is pretty normal. We are getting very close to our increased activity time as the weather gets better. We've made arrest for 353 charges, that being 119 felony status, 234 misdemeanor, and we've issued 324 infraction citations. We recently had our newer supervisors that were promoted to sergeant go to leadership and mastering performance classes, which is real important. I know through a lot of my training at the Association of Chiefs of Police, they've really stressed the idea of when you promote somebody and they have added responsibility, it's important to make sure they get updated training, you know, when they take on that supervisory role. And so that's kind of something that's been important for me to make sure that as we do promote people, they're getting added training for that role. And we are currently looking at getting started on getting cars built for this year. So we're at. Thank you.
Ms. Dustin. Next, Street Department, Bryce.
Snowing tomorrow.
Just today, we got an order form in to renew the contract for our salt supply for the winter of 14-15. It escapes my memory. Salt, it was $61.51 a ton for on our last contract. We get this contract with the state. They bargain it with all the municipalities in this state or the ones that ask them to. Obviously, there were several hundred tons of sand as well. Excuse my memory, the amount, but sand is considerably less expensive and considerably less effective. But we did have several tons of that is mixed in with the salt. So salt was used, obviously, with the sand on occasion. Sometimes we use salt only, and we also use salt for making the brine for our pre-treat.
Okay. You do. Okay. Thanks, Bryce.
And move on to old business. Traffic concerns between Bustron and Broadway on North 4th Street, Greg Grizzly. And you should have a letter in your packet from last meeting that was addressing this. Basically, what you're asking for is signage.
Yes.
Due to that being a one-way.
It seems street. Like they miss that being a one-way street for some reason. When we have people parking, about actually over 3 weeks ago, I saw almost a collision at the corner of the furniture store because someone was headed southbound on a one-way northbound street. There's no stop sign there, obviously, because it's supposed to be northbound only. So they go flying through the intersection. The people traveling on Bus Run had stopped and was starting through the intersection, and they just missed each other. Mm-hmm. Then Saturday night, the owner was parked in front of the store. I was leaving the store to get my car across the street. Of course, I looked to the south to see if there was any traffic coming. You know, stepped from behind the car, and a truck went like that right by my face. So I took some pictures this morning. And this is from the... This is the corner of the post office, and it's marked, but people aren't seeing that. They're turning, or the wrong ways are coming from the street in front of the post office, either direction that they're going. But if you notice, this is looking down 4th Street going towards Main Street. Mm-hmm. There's no signage there that says one way, do not enter, nothing. Right. These signs at the intersections are set back from the end of the intersection, and they're a little difficult to see. Mm-hmm. You know, today I counted 6 cars going the wrong way on that street, which is not a great number.
Stop us and go the wrong way.
Yeah.
But if we have one bad accident at that corner or one person killed,
right,
it is a problem. We also load on that side, on that, since it's a one-way street, we load all our freight and everything out that back door on the 4th Street side. Mm-hmm. So I have workmen that are working around a vehicle on that side, and they're used to looking south. It says one way.
That's a one-way sign.
No turn.
Says no right turn. That's below the stop sign. If you're sitting,
it sounds like what happens is people come out of the back of the, come out of the rear of the post office and then turn the wrong way on that street.
They come from the front of the post office and turn left.
Uh-huh.
You know, if they're going towards 2nd Street, they'll turn left from the post office. Uh-huh. I was up there the other day. I was at the post office the other day, and a person turned left right in front of me to go southbound on a one-way street.
And that's like that every intersection. There's 4 signs on each one going down as well.
It's well marked, but people aren't seeing it for some reason.
Where else would we put signs on that one? What else can we do?
But I just wanted to bring it to your attention that we've got a potential problem there. It concerns me because of the loading and so on that we do on that street, plus foot traffic, mm-hmm. and as well as, you know, when people come southbound on that street, they go straight across Bus Run because there's no stop sign.
I see what you're saying.
Right. I've had it.
But anything could be done to help that situation, I think, could be an improvement to the city. Thank you for your time.
I'm a street and engineer's office. Take a look at this and see if there's some other signage we can put up, or what we can do to correct this.
You want me to make that in the form of a motion, or we'll refer the matter to the street department and the city engineer to look to see if additional signage could be useful. And probably involve the police.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Post Dusty, but Post Dusty out there in the intersection.
There is, I mean, there are 4 signs, 2 eastbound, 2 westbound, at the intersections there. The only one thing I can think of, we have to check with JP or whatever, would be, if there was a sign that could be posted that shows for the northbound, southbound that if they're going the wrong way, that there's a lot of signage that heading to the intersection.
Yeah. Right.
Just got to look.
Right. We just started looking. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thanks. Okay. I got a motion and a second to refer this to the street department, engineer's department, police department.
Greg, do you want those back?
No, I don't need it. Okay. I just brought them so that, I hate to make complaints of the signage there, but it's still a problem.
Right.
Yeah. We'll get them to John.
Okay.
Thanks.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll move to new business. First up is Knox County 4-H Enrollment Banners. Mitch Wagner.
Mitch Wagner, Knox County 4-H. I'm the youth educator. We would like to hang two banners across Washington Street and 2nd Street from April 1st through the 16th.
And Dan, those dates are
available. Okay. And you've got insurance and everything you need. Okay. So we'll make a motion to hang banners at Washington and where else did you say?
2nd.
2nd Street for the 4-H enrollment for Knox County from April 1st through the 16th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is resident-only parking sign at 503 North 3rd. Holly Sterrett.
I'm Jonathan, Holly's husband.
Okay.
We live next to Pace, and during the day, there's a lot of traffic in and out of Pace, and because of where our house is situated, they like to park on the near side of the street. It's an alleyway that has a lot of traffic. I can't think of the name, vans go in and out of there. And we take our kids to school, and we park on the side there where the side entrance is. And sometimes you get back and you find out that they have a tractor trailer that's parked there, or I think a lot of what happens is that people taking their kids to school will stop there. So when you come back, there isn't a parking space there. The only other thing I'd point out is that there's a lot of Pace people that park in the Methodist parking lot and in their parking lot, but for some reason they like to park there, and we put a fence up because they would park there and walk through our yard to Pace, mm-hmm. which, you know, rather than walk up the alleyway because of the snow. So we just wanted at least one no parking sign there right by the entrance to the alleyway, or a resident parking only sign there.
Okay. And are you aware there's a fee for a resident parking sign?
Yes.
You're willing to pay the?
We're okay with that.
Okay.
Really, is, I mean, is there room for two spots there? Is it really one spot? The yellow comes back. This back past the center.
There's probably
one spot's enough to.
I would be happy with one spot. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're okay with that.
I mean, if you want to sell two, we'll pay for two.
Well.
Parking's tough that in that area.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we probably ought to receive.
Usually during the nights and the weekends, there's like no trouble of where our house is located.
Yeah, we probably should.
I noticed a tractor trailer there today parked that took up that whole side, so I know it takes a lot.
Okay, so we'll probably should restrict it to one. So he checks in with Dave's office for the fees for that.
Right.
With the city clerk treasurers. Go to the city clerk treasurer's office and he'll work out the
and then
the
work
fee.
Out the payment fee.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
The street department put a sign put up.
Okay.
Okay, we'll make a motion that we erect a resident only parking sign at 503 North 3rd Street. I'm sorry.
I think it's North 4th, actually.
It's North 4th.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you'd be paying for somebody who's locked away.
No, my wife would really be upset.
I'll correct my motion to erect a resident-only parking sign at 503 North 4th Street with payment due to the city clerk treasurer's office and notification to the street department.
How soon should we go to the treasury? Like within the next week? Is that fine?
Okay. Probably.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Right, sure, thank you.
Next is resident-only parking sign at 808 Ridgeway, Jennifer Turner. And you should have a letter in your packet.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Turner. And I would like to have a resident-only 808 Ridgeway Avenue. I have some neighbors that have lots of kids, lots of boyfriends, and they like to park in front of my house.
And you're aware that there's a fee, and you're willing to?
I'm okay with that.
And you own, do you own this residence?
I do not.
Do you offer off-street parking?
No, I don't.
Is it?
So, I mean, should the request come from the, owner rather than the renter?
I think you got one from both of us.
I wrote a letter.
Okay.
She wrote a letter.
Yeah, because the problem with granting it to a renter would be that if the renter, you know, leaves, then.
But the thing of it is, she ought to be able to park in front of her house.
Right.
I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing who ought to make the
request.
And these other people, the other residents, has five cars, and they've got parking along Charles Street. And there's no reason in the world that they should be able to park in front of her house. They would her have to park someplace else.
I think the problem is it's a public street, and without purchasing the residence only parking. Because it doesn't look like there's an area to provide off-street parking.
They can park in the yard. There's no off-street parking around.
Right.
And then we're going over the sidewalks and curbs. And
so, I mean, what you're suggesting is that if we could grant this, we grant to the house, but not to.
Right.
Right. I guess it'd be to the homeowner.
He wants to pass the cost on to her.
Right.
That's fine. Okay. I just want to be able to have a place to park.
Right, right. No, we understand your.
Because what happens if you move out and then there's a parking space that's there, and then the fee will come back to you? Yes. Okay.
Okay. That's fine. Right. Okay. So we'll
want her to have a place to park.
Right. Right.
Her house.
Okay. Right. So we'll make the motion in your name for your address, and then you know, it's up to you if you want to assume that cost or if you want to have her pay you for that. Okay.
And we've got some pictures here if you'd like to look at.
We got them.
Copies here. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We got more pictures and we know what to do with. All right. So, David? Okay. We're going to make a motion that we have a resident only parking sign at 808 Ridgeway to. Be assigned to Mr. Byers, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you.
We're just giving you all kinds of business there, Dave. Other Dave. We're just giving you all kinds.
I gave you the thumbs up. I was trying to figure out what to do with $5,000.
Okay, next is YMCA Betty J. McCormick Senior Center contract, Nola Davis. I will tell you this is the yearly contract that we usually accept. And
good evening, guys. Nola Davis, Betty J. McCormick Senior Center Bango Program. And I'm here tonight in reference to the $15,000 city revenue sharing that you guys always give us to help maintain the senior center. I turned the contract in last week.
Okay. And this is something we do every year.
Right. It's an annual. Right. Right. Falls in. And we have this item budgeted, as the mayor told us before the meeting. So after relay my cute little story when I first started on city council, that Mayor Hatcher was looking for a place to build the senior center, and he made an offhand suggestion that we build that on the city parking lot over there, and next day I got a call from every single downtown merchant. So we're glad we built it where we built it.
Right.
And you guys do a great job, and especially with Van Gogh. Make a motion that we pay for the contract for the Betty J. McCormick Senior Citizen Center.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Nola.
Next is Halloween Safe Stop Banner. Back to Health, Irene Ray.
Hi, Irene Ray for our street merchants and Back to Health. We'd like permission to hang the banner on Hart Street from October 20th through the 31st. This is the 25th anniversary of
is it
Halloween.
Really?
Wow. 20, Street,
every,
Halloween,
really?
Yeah.
25 years.
Dr. Snyder started it 25 wow. years ago with Man. One other business.
Wow.
Now we got all of them.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Okay.
Those dates are available?
Yes, sir. You're thinking. We'll make sure you're ready. Right? It's like, yeah. Okay. All right. We'll make a motion that we hang a banner on Hart Street for the Halloween Safe Stop. From October 20th through October 31st.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Ms.
Thank
Ray.
You.
Thank you.
Next is Block Streets for former Clark Middle School building demolition. Andy Licht from Renascent Incorporated.
I'm Andy Light with Renascent Incorporated. We are doing the demo on the former, was it Clark Middle School? Mm-hmm. And we're going to propose a little lane closures while we do some of the demo work on that starting in April.
Thank you. Okay, and I know you've been working with...
With Phil.
Yeah, the inspector on...
Yeah, if you look at that, basically we were going to start on North 5th Street. That'd be like phase one on April the 7th through the 18th. Okay. That'd be the first area along with phase 1B, which is Button Street. We were going to try to do that corner of that building at the same time. Mm-hmm. With that structure being about 48 feet tall, you know, with cars driving by as we're tearing that down for, you know, safety.
Sure.
Of everyone, some lane closures would definitely be a good idea, just why we're bringing the structure down to the ground.
Yeah, I think the residents that are there, I mean, are they aware of the closures? I mean, have you guys talked with them?
I'm sure they are. We have fence all the way around it now. We already have the sidewalks blocked off and
right.
signs.
I mean, I think most of those residents have access to alleyways and other ways out of.
And right, and I mean, we can make sure they have access to the front of their homes. I mean, okay. that over there in front of the, on the other side of the street is not a problem.
Right.
It's the cars driving right
sure.
by the fence.
Sure, sure.
Those phases look pretty easy. I know probably the worst one's going to be phase two on North 6th Street.
Sure.
I know that's going to be the one
well, that's phase two.
Is going to
okay.
affect more people.
So that's a four-day period, yeah. But we'll just have to route traffic onto Dusty, have you seen this? Okay.
But that one there, I mean, it's only...
We just
need about 5 days
hours.
On that one, yeah. Yes. Just during okay. working hours from 8 to 5
yeah.
every day.
Okay.
And then after that one, we'll be over on phase 3, which is Perry Street. And then that'll be April 28th through May 2nd.
And then you'll be blocking those streets yourself. You'll have the blockades and
yes.
things.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and that's just during work hours from 8 to 5.
Right.
And then we'll open it back up and...
Okay. Dust, do you have any questions about that or fire? John?
Are you going to be staging equipment on the road or just blocking traffic?
Just blocking, blocking for traffic or traffic for safety.
Okay.
I mean, we've got fence all the way around the building now as far as for safety.
Okay.
Fire chief, have any concerns about? You'll know route things through there. Same with the ambulance services and things. Okay.
We got more copies of these if any and one else needs a copy.
Does anybody else here have questions about this or concerns or?
Again, this is primarily safety.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I mean, this it's going to be an enormous improvement for the community. That's a good question. You know, I mean, yeah, but we'll get public notice to them as well, and so they'll be able to route around. I guess, you know, if there's some school kids there, they might have to meet at a different corner or something. And yeah, we'll make sure even. Make sure they know that.
School bus traffic run before 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's true, too. Yeah, most of it's. Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right, so I guess we're going to make a motion here to approve the street closures for construction work on the former Clark Middle School as follows. Phase 1A being from closing 5th Street from April 7th through April 18th from 8 to 5. Closing phase 1B, Bunton Street, from April 7th through April 18th from 8 to 5. Closing North 6th Street from April 21st through April 25th from 8 to 5. And phase 3, Perry Street from 6th to 5th from April 28th through May 2nd, also 8 to 5. Yes.
If we're closing North 6th Street, we're going to have to get a
because that's a business highway.
Are we talking the whole street?
No. Like we're just talking from Perry to Bunton, correct?
Well, yeah, but one block. But I mean, the entire. Yeah. Not just one lane closing.
Right, we're closing the whole
no
street.
Traffic. Okay, right. Yeah, we need to get a formal detour plan set up with signage to route traffic up to 2nd Street.
7th.
Back down or something.
Okay,
7th
or.
For the crosscut on 2nd Street.
Okay.
And you can take care of that.
You'll take care of that.
Yeah, I can work with them on it.
Okay.
There's going to be some signage.
Right. Right. Okay. That's a good point.
Okay with that?
Okay. All right. I don't think that affects the motion itself. All right. That's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay. Under miscellaneous. It has a placement of concrete planters on sidewalks at Main Street intersections for the Vinson Central Business District project. Kathy Birch and or Peg Dawson. And I will tell you, I don't see anybody here, but they meant to ask for this the last meeting.
Right.
I will tell you that I ran this by city engineer to make sure that these planters, if they were placed on every corner, that they would not interfere with ADA compliance. Yeah. And he assures
me. We've got pictures here of the planters themselves.
And he assures me that that does not affect the ADA.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And that was good. We would, that they wouldn't have to be here for this.
Okay. So we're going to make a motion to approve the placement of 32 concrete planters to be placed on four at each corner between 10th Street and 2nd Street on Main.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Let's need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Hello? We are adjourned.
Just